This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mucker. Last year, British pianist Stephen Huff recorded all of Tchaikovsky's piano concertos with Osmovenska and the Minnesota Orchestra.
There is something a little bit scary about making a record from a concert. Live recordings that are just a great concert that happened and people say, hey, that was good, why don't we make a CD out of it, is one thing. But planning 2 years in advance that on this Friday we're going to make a CD of that performance, of that piece, in that hall, that's more scary because we're human beings and we have good nights and bad nights and maybe lots of nights that are kind of 8 out of 10. But when you make a record, you really want it to be 11 out of 10.
It may have been a bit terrifying, but in the end, Stephen Huff had nothing to worry about. This recording is definitely an 11. The new double CD features all of Tchaikovsky's works for piano and orchestra, each one recorded live at Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis. The first CD opens with the unforgettable Piano Concerto No. 1 in B-flat major. Tchaikovsky knew this was one of the finest pieces he had written to date, which is why he was so annoyed when his mentor Nikolai Rubinstein mocked the piece and declared it unplayable. Over the years, Tchaikovsky became more open to suggestions from other pianists, for example, making the now famous opening chords more commanding. Stephen Huff, Osmovenska, and the Minnesota Orchestra dazzle the listener with this thrilling, fresh performance of this essential classic. Tchaikovsky composed his Piano Concerto No. 2 in G major 5 years after the first. Tchaikovsky does something very special in the second movement of this work. Here he creates a gorgeous trio between the principal violin, the principal cello, and the piano soloist. It's a beautiful idea that baffled early listeners. Stephen Huff explains.
After the first performance, or in the first few performances, criticisms came in. The movement is too long and there's not enough piano in it. I don't think it's too long as you have a sense of the structure and the tempo and the tempo relationships and a flowing tempo. I think in a way that there is an imbalance because the pianist really has so little to do in this movement. And I have done a slight recasting myself of one moment where I put some of the material from the violin and cello into the piano.
Stephen Huff performs the original second movement in the concerto on this recording. According to Huff, most pianists have chosen to play a pared-down version, which also appears on this recording as an encore at the end of the disc.
What happened with one of Tchaikovsky's pupils, Alexander Silotti, stepped in and said, there are things wrong with this movement, it's too long, not enough piano, I'm going to do a change. And he deleted two-thirds of the movement in this absolute massacre, really. And that is the version that was played exclusively until around the 1960s. Tchaikovsky hated it. He was very upset by it, but it was published. And everyone who recorded it, Gilels, Tchaikovsky, all of these people, all played that version. And I think it's one of the reasons this piece has never entered the repertory, because that movement in the Silotti version is just very insignificant. It's like a little intermezzo with a nice tune, whereas the original has this big climax in the middle and the cadenzas for the solo cello and solo violin. It's a very dramatic, wonderful soundscape.
Stephen Huff did extensive research before recording this complete collection of Tchaikovsky's works for piano and orchestra. Huff says there isn't one piece of evidence that the composer committed suicide, and he feels Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 3 supports his theory. This piece is very everyday, according to Huff. It's heroic and uplifting. It sounds very much like something a person would write who plans to go on living. If you're looking for a recording that's exciting, reveals new aspects of a familiar composer, and makes you want to listen to it over and over again, then add this new double CD of Tchaikovsky's works for piano and orchestra to your music library. This live recording with Osmovenska, the Minnesota Orchestra, and pianist Stephen Huff is electrifying. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.